As right as ever, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
This'll be the biggest April Fool joke I ever played on anybody in my whole life, Granddad.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I was you, Abner.
No, I made up my mind. Maybe it'll make Lum realize he's supposed to be running a store here. Get some of them get-rich-quick ideas out of his head. He's just wasting his time trying to invent something.
Just the same, I don't believe Lum deserves a thing like this.
Grandpap, I just want him to settle down for a while. Now, get on back to feeding him. You know about when the right time comes to go around and come in the front door. I'll get him good mad first.
How are you going to get him on the subject? I know you can get a feller off the subject easy enough, all right.
I'll get him on the subject. I've been studying up some ways to do this for quite a spell. I believe April Fool's Day is about the best way to work it. Now, get on back there, Lum. Coming up the steps out there right now.
All right, I guess you know what you're doing.
Well, he'd do the same thing to me, Grandpap. I know he would. Stay out of sight. Well, morning, Lum. Afternoon.
Well, howdy, Abner. What do you mean, afternoon?
Oh, that's right. Still morning, ain't it? Did you have a nice time last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always enjoy myself when I'm with Penelope.
Well?
She lives with her Aunt Agatha there at the county seat, you know.
You told me, yes.
And we had supper over there and spent the evening talking.
Well, Aunt Agatha's a nice woman, huh?
Oh, yeah, a real fine woman.
Good for her.
Awful proud, though. She don't want no bums in her house, I'll tell you that.
What'd you do, sit out on the porch all evening?
Don't try to be funny, Abner. What I'm trying to get at is, if I can't prove I've got a whole bunch of important ancestors, Aunt Agatha won't ever let me and Penelope get married, I know that.
She won't, huh?
Fact is, I believe that's why they invited me over to their place last night.
Thought they invited you over there for supper.
Well, they did, but I believe the supper part of it was just a decoy.
Well, what'd you do?
I said I believe there was another reason for inviting me over there. The supper part with a decoy.
That's what I thought you said. Well, you must have been pretty miserable sitting there trying to make a meal out of a wooden duck.
I never said we had a wooden duck for supper.
You did, too. You stood right there and told me they served a decoy for dinner.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Of course, I reckon it'd come in handy in a way, though. You could use the splinters for toothpicks. What'd they stuff the duck with, sawdust?
Cut it out, Emma. That ain't funny to me.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to explain something to you, and I don't believe you got the least idea what I'm talking about.
You said Aunt Agatha was awful proud.
And she is. I've sure got to make an impression on her. I ain't got a chance with Penelope.
Well, didn't you fib to her and tell her what a big successful inventor you are?
Well, it wasn't exactly fibbing.
I
am working on some inventions, you know.
Oh, yeah. I noticed how hard you were working yesterday morning. Sat there for 2 hours watching the tea kettle boiling.
I was just doing what other great inventors has done.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that's the way James Watt invented the steam engine, by just watching a tea kettle boiling on the stove.
James who?
What?
I said James who?
And I said what? James Watt.
He invented the steam engine as what? I'm trying to find out what his name is. Told me his first name is James. What's his last name?
That's right. What's his last name?
Who?
Swan to goodness, Abner. If you don't hitch up, I'm going to whack you right over the head.
I didn't mean nothing.
You see, Aunt Agatha's awful proud of her lineage.
Ah.
She's a descendant of Alexander Hamilton on her father's side, and she's got John Adams blood in her, I know.
Wow.
Oh, her family's all cluttered up with United States presidents. One of her uncles is a relate of Monroe by marriage.
One of the Maggio boys?
No, for goodness sake, I don't mean that Monroe. You ought to see the family album she's got. I bound you that things are foot thick and just crammed with folks that signed the Declaration of Independence and one thing or another. She showed me a picture, and then she'd talk about it for a while, and then she'd stop and look at me. And
waiting for you to tell her about one of your ancestors, huh?
Yeah. Them dead silences got to be awfully embarrassing for a while.
Well, couldn't you think of none of your ancestors that signed some important papers, like a Declaration of Independence or something?
Well, tell you the truth, Abner, I don't know for sure that any of them could even write.
Oh.
And I know one thing. If I want to get in good with Aunt Agatha, I've got to dig up some important grandfathers and great-grandfathers.
Dig them up?
I mean, if none of my ancestors was important, then I got to make up some.
Now, Lum, don't go making up a bunch of stuff to tell that poor old lady. just get you in trouble, like it always does when you try to be something you ain't.
Well, now, Abner, I've got to make an impression somehow.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I can't do it with money. I sure ain't got none of that.
What went with all your money?
Well, tell you the truth, I did have some of it I was hiding back. Because when I made out my income tax, I never wanted to admit I'd sit your figure, so I added a lot of income there that I never even got, just so I could make a big payment.
Put out money she never had?
I know it sounds silly to you, but I just never wanted them government people to think I wasn't a success.
I know what you done. You taken that tax blank in there and showed it to Miss Penelope just to impress her at how much you made. That's what you done.
Well, I had her sort of glance over just to check my figures.
Good enough for you. I'm glad you had to pay them that.
Well, I don't see what harm there is in just telling a little tiny white story once in a while.
Well, them little tiny white stores can get awful black and dirty from getting kicked around so much, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you just try being yourself for a while?
I just don't like me, I guess.
Well, just try. You ain't never give yourself a chance to get acquainted with the real you. A plain, honest storekeeper that pays attention to business instead of sitting around watching a tea kettle boil and dreaming up some fictitious relays like your make-believe brother, Lou Ellen.
Well, now, wait a second, though. Lou Ellen come in awful handy for a while. Well, if it hadn't been for him, Penelope would have found out I had to work over at the barbershop as a shoeshine boy.
I know it.
Then when Lou Ellen wasn't no use to me no more, I just got shut of him. Sent him clean down to the South Pole.
Could have leased things to a better climate.
For pity's sake, Abner, Lou Ellen weren't no real live person. What's the matter with you, anyway?
Lou Ellen was a whole lot realer than you are, Lom Edwards.
Huh?
Everything you didn't want to be, you made Lou Ellen be. You shoved every bit of your dirty work off onto him. What's more, he taking it like a gentleman. Never argued.
Now, look here, Abner.
And he weren't ashamed of being a shoeshine boy, neither. He never cared what folks thought. I bound you if you'd have let him stay here, he'd have beat you out of Penelope Priddle, too, if she's any count at all. You ought to went to the South Pole and let Lou Ellen stay here.
My grannies, that does it. I see whose friends you are. If you like Lou Ellen so much better than me, we can just unzolve partnership.
Oh, no, we ain't. You want to get out of being partners with me, buy me out. And the price, buddy, is $2,000.
Oh, so that's it. I ain't got a dime, so you're just trying to humiliate me. Make me shame.
Well, it's too bad Lou Ellen ain't here, so you can shove the shame off on the ham. That's
hey,
what you
special
need.
Special deliver letter for Lum Edwards.
Come in, Grandpap. Special deliver letter. Big baker.
For me? Get here, Grandpap. I wonder who could it be from.
Huh.
Letter felt kind of cool, like it might have come clean from the South Pole.
Grandpap.
Let's see here. Dear Brother Lum.
Huh.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. I just wanted you to know what a good time I had while I was in Pine Ridge. I had some money you never knowed about, but they ain't nothing to spend it on down here at the South Pole, so I want you to have it. So there's $2,000 in your name in the county seat bank. $2,000. Don't go spending it on some crazy invents. Ha ha. And don't never try to make me take it back, because you ain't never going to see me no more. If you thought you really never had no twin brother, all I can say is a great big April fool. Signed, your brother Lou Ellen. Abner Lou Ellen Peabody, you old son of a gun.